everybody. Welcome back to Then She Did, A Quest for More. We are here day 14 of sheltering in place. Hi, Erin.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
We're back on the phone. Don't worry, everybody.
Yes. No. We honor the shelter. Stay home, stay safe.
That's right.
Initiative put forth by our governor, Governor Whitmer.
The great female Governor Whitmer.
Yeah.
If you're not sure
what our bottom, our undertone is, just Google her and you'll find out what we're alluding to.
Yeah. Well, she's not groveling. She's not placating the emperor. So he's mad. The guy on the news, the news guy. So they were he was a White House correspondent and they were interviewing him and he was probably when the governors are asking for stuff, they should just, maybe compliment him and then ask. He literally just said that on national TV. Just compliment the president and then ask. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm. Note, Gretchen Whitmer, just more groveling.
No. No.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about him. We have enough. We have enough stress going on.
I know. We'll talk about this, about what's working for us. But honestly, I'll just say I've had to really modify the way that I take in news.
Yes. Well, tell us about that. Well, tell us how you're doing and tell us how you've been.
So I've been closely observing, myself, and I notice that I wake up most of the days okay, and just like I said last week, but sometime around the afternoon, it's a little bit later now, it's 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have had waves of anxiety wash over me out of the blue. I have had I've noticed that how my anxiety is manifesting itself in physical symptoms is not just an upset stomach, but my throat starts to hurt. And I've read about this and I think it's because I'm closing off, I'm taking shallow breaths and I'm nervous.
Right. Right.
So anything that I say positive that I've been doing, also know that it's because it is in response to this constant anxious feeling. I have a lot of things in place that help me through those times. But I have those times and it's I'm using all the tools I've ever learned in my entire life of wellness, just to stay afloat. So for that, I'm grateful that I have those tools, but I really need them now.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I've been trying to stay off of MSNBC and avoiding the president's press briefings because they're just infuriating. But of course, I see everybody's comments about them on Twitter. So I'm still, I guess, getting it from that perspective. But I've been watching Good Morning America in the morning because it feels like news light. Yes. Plus some fun, fun interludes in between.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I have not been able to put the news on at all. I just can't do it. But I read the New York Times every morning and every night. And then I do see people posting things on social media, but I noticed that that is an adrenaline tick. And it's the more I get a hit of it, the more I want of it. So, and then the more I feel gross later. So I've been really trying to pay attention to am I really doing this for news sake to be informed, or am I checking off a different box when I'm doing that?
Well, there's that outrage. Yes. And then you can go down this rabbit hole of just can you believe this?
I know. And if not careful, I'm really hooked on that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I also, I've been, oh, on this is what I was going to say. On Good Morning America this morning was Gabrielle Bernstein. Do you know her?
Yes, I do know of her.
And so she actually said that. She was like talking about setting intentions in the morning. She was like, but then somewhere around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to like hit a wall and feel very anxious. And so like one of the things she suggested was like some heart opening stretches, you know, like releasing some of that energy. I thought that was really interesting.
I've noticed that physical movement helps me too. Yes. Like if I go for a walk, or if I do like a LeckFit workout, or I finally have been able to take yoga classes now through my studio at home, Red Lotus Yoga. And that has been helpful.
We did that. We took a yoga class, my whole family, and it was a lot of fun the other night through Red Lotus, and it was great, and it worked super well. And it was just nice. It was actually nice to do it, and I forgot to tell you this. Did I tell you? Our one cat was, like, so into it.
You showed me that picture. I mean,
he was like, what is this that we're doing? Oh, he was, like, watching the whole thing, and then he was just, like, shavasaning with us.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Just one of them. He was just like, oh yeah, this is... And then I saw a video on Twitter of this dog doing yoga, and he was totally doing yoga with, like, the instructor was, like, his owner. And he was completely doing it, Aaron. I'll post the link in our show notes because it's so good. Yes. It's too funny. Well, we did link up our workouts last week in the show notes, so if you didn't get a chance to listen or you're just looking for some ways to move your body, I noticed that they both, the LeckFit and the Jazzercise On Demand, both have like free trials. So at least you can check them out.
Yeah.
You could just do free trials for the next couple of weeks of different things, and then it'd be kind of a fun experiment if you're looking for some good home workouts. I wish the sun would cooperate because it was so nice the other day when the sun was out. That made such a huge difference.
It does. It does in my mood, but then it gets really people-y in my neighborhood. And then I am like, "What? I don't know what to do."
I know.
Because I want to make sure I'm staying a safe distance.
I know.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm on a dead end, but I'm at the entrance to like the hiking trail. So it's like a highway right now outside my house. Like, usually there's no one here, and now it's just
like, keep it moving, folks. Keep it moving.
I know, like, people, like, there's, like, traffic jams where people are all trying to get past each other but maintain 6 feet of space. And, like, the mailman comes and, like, just like, oh my gosh. Everyone back up.
So funny.
But I did catch a few neighbors outside the other day, and we were chit-chatting. That was nice. Well, it was because it was sunny and we were out.
Yeah.
Nice to chat with them. We haven't had a chance to really meet our neighbors yet, and I knew...
I have a feeling you'll have ample opportunity during this time to say hello from the driveway.
I know, exactly. And I was thinking, like, really just looking forward, we need to be thinking about, you know, like, when we'd like to have people over in the future, like, let's get our house ready. Like, let's get it ready to, like, have people over, because we're still, like, just shuffling boxes around and...
Right. If this is your first episode that you're listening, Emily just moved into a new house.
And we are not unpacked.
But also.
Like 3 weeks or something.
Three weeks ago. Yeah.
I think my kids went to school from this location like one week. I don't even know anymore.
That's the truth.
There's something else I was going to tell you about what you were just saying, and now I can't remember what it was. We were talking about the news and you monitoring the news. I can't remember.
You'll think of it, then just blurt it out.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, like there's so many symptoms, right? That like it's starting to be allergy season. And so then I've been getting a headache the last couple of days, and I was like, well, I think this is it. I have a headache, and I have like a chronic cough that I've had since last summer, and that's gotten a little bit worse, but I think it's allergy related. And so then I'm like, well, I have a headache and a cough. Bye everybody.
Bye. I read this really good article. I'll see if I can find it. I'm going to make a note to do that. I think it was how can you tell if your anxiety, if your symptoms are anxiety or COVID-19 because of the tightness in your chest and out of breath,
yeah,
which happens to me sometimes. And then they gave a checklist, like, are you reading about symptoms and then think about it? And like, are you like, it was so, it seemed obvious, but like, if you're like me who has anxiety that surrounds it, like that is centered on illness, it's really, really hard to tell the difference between like anxiety and like psychosomatic symptoms.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's totally true. I also have found that like when I'm feeling that way, water and food always seems to help. So like, I think there's also a big connection between like, it's just been too long since we've eaten last, and it's just, you know, like sitting down, eating a meal, it just, I feel totally better afterwards. So I just need to keep remembering that too, like to go like, no, maybe this is a food problem. Like, let's start there. That's an easy fix.
That is a good thing to do. I've lost my appetite, to be honest with you. Like, I'm hungry, but I don't like crave food, if that makes any sense.
I know. I'm like, I want to eat stuff, but like nothing sounds good. Like, I just want to like munch on something and it's just like, meh. But yeah. I mean, we've been eating meals, so that's good. Not doing too much snacking in between, I suppose, is a healthier choice.
Yes.
All right. Well, what do we want to talk about today, Erin?
Well, you know, I saw this thing on Instagram and I shared it with you. And I think that this is something I've been feeling for a while, but like I didn't quite know. I didn't have like the words for it, but let me read it to you.
Yeah.
It's from the handle Moon Omens, and this was for the new moon. Mm-hmm. And it says, a power shift is taking place. This duping of humanity is part of a larger plan that has been flying under the radar. Now is the time to call the bluff. Now is the time to remember we can make a difference. Now is the time to reclaim our sense of self, to use our voice, to create and move out into the world as a force of creation that we are. Change will occur through each of us. It's okay to feel afraid. It's part of the process. We can take time to rest and cater to our needs, but at the end of the day, may we know there is a hero's journey unfolding on Earth, and we were made for these times.
Oh my gosh.
I feel that so deeply, that there is something bigger going on here, and I am trying to think of it in terms of a hero's journey. And I think when we discussed it, you had some really good ideas about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so interesting that like, even that they use that phrase after we were just...
I know. It like shot like electricity through my body when I read that. I was like, oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting. I mean, I think we felt for a while that like there was like a big shift happening, and you know, everything at the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020 was like, everything is going to change this year. And we're like, yay. But like, right. I don't think any of us knew it was going to be like, oh, you meant everything. I thought you just meant those things that we really wanted to change.
Right. And I thought it was going to be like individually, like, oh, this is me and this is you. And no, it's like a collective sort of journey happening. And I sometimes get frustrated with that because I work alone, darn it. And but I don't work alone. I think that has shown that. This has shown that anyway. But I think the idea that this is an invitation to like look at how things work in the world and like your world and like in your home or like at your work and like globally, I'm trying to look at that as an invitation for change. Although I'm scared out of my mind, like almost all the time. But if I can find 5 minutes where I'm not freaking out, this is where I try to put my thoughts.
And it's interesting, like there's so much, there is so much good that is like in this time of like quiet and rest and togetherness. Like there is like so many things that we would like give so much for in normal times, like to have some just quiet time at home together. But right, this underlying like fear and panic.
So, okay, the idea of something good happening here, I will tell you, like, we hang out now every night after dinner, all of us.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome. And then I feel guilty for enjoying something. And I know that that is not helpful, but like, I do feel bad sometimes that I'm finding a pleasure in all, in part of like a golden spot of something nice.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to like,
you gotta sit there. You gotta do away with that guilt. That's not, you can't, that's not, nobody needs that guilt from you. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, you're spending time, like, nobody would want you to feel guilty about that, right? Even the people who are like suffering in the hospital.
Am I able to find that when like there's healthcare workers that don't have proper
right
gear?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you're doing the things that matter, right? I mean, I think what they would all say is like, do what you can now. Like, take care of your people, spend time with them, tell them you love them, right? Like, all of those things. Mm-hmm. I do get sucked into those what does Brené call it? Like when you disaster forecast. So like, you know, I'll be like, oh no, we started video chatting more. Is that so like people will have these videos of us if we all die?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The like, is this what this means? Like that whole like
disaster porn.
Yes. Yeah, I don't remember like what the phrase she uses for it, but like, right, like this is like, here's what's going to happen next. It's like no good thing can come without a bad thing or something. And so I've just been trying to ignore that because that's not helpful.
I think it's really hard sometimes to distinguish what is anxiety,
yeah,
and like what is intuition during this time.
Oh, and for sure.
And like, where does like your normal anxiety, like how is it showing up in here? And like, as a five trying to gather information so you can do the right thing, I could imagine that sort of feeling is really hard to sit with because you're like, I should be doing something with this information.
Right. And I don't know about you, but I feel like all of my intuition right now is going towards just trying to manage my family in a way that makes sense. And I don't know if that makes sense about like that's where my intuition is going, but I feel like it's all of my bandwidth is being taken up by just trying to get everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing and everybody being okay. You know, like it's like I can barely do anything more than that. But I also wanted to say, because I've seen so much about like, I don't know, some mom's doing this, some mom's doing like, do whatever you want. Like, do whatever you want, whatever makes sense for your family. Like, you know your family, you know your kids, you know what will work for them. You and I have been joking because like my family's become a little more structured in this time and your family has become a little more unstructured, which is usually like we're the opposite. So we've like flipped
right
around. But you know my kids. My kids can't just have free reign. They'll go, I mean, it's just disaster for everybody. So I have to set limits. It's just, I can't, you know, I want them to be able to do some of the things they want to do, but like there has to be limits or we will all pay in the end.
And it's honoring that. And like, also like being creative then in that, like, okay, well, what do they need? And like, also how do I factor into that equation?
Yes, exactly. And for me, it's about like, if they know what they need to do and when they need to do it, then that actually frees up some space for me. So it's not, I'm not like, I don't want to monitor them every second. That's the whole point of them. Like, we just work together with a schedule. Plus, we have like four people who are all like online all day. And like, the kids are doing Zoom meetings with classes and they have classwork. And my husband and I are still both teaching online. So like, we have to like schedule out our Zoom meeting internet time, or we're not even going to have enough, you know, literal bandwidth to be able to do the things
right
we need to do. So like all of that, it's like, it is like that puzzle that needs to be put together. And so I mean, I am all for not doing that if you don't have to do that, but it's just something that, but I've seen just like so many people like, screw you and your schedules, or like, just like, okay, everyone just do what they want. No one, we don't need to.
Well, I think that that is, when people are saying that, I think, and I can say this because I know that, like, because I have felt that, it's like more about what that person who's screaming at you is feeling right. rather than what you're doing. And yeah, I
also, like, did that person not feel that way before? So like, is this a clue to like, these are the people who like, oh, thought that they were doing it correctly before? Like, oh, I see. Okay. I see what's happening here.
Well, those of us who... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, those of us who never feel like we're really doing it correctly, like, there's nothing new here. Like, oh, well, we'll just see what we can do here.
Yes. The whole idea of doing it correctly. Now, as you know, as a one, I'm very, like, hooked to doing it, quote unquote, the right way. And now that, like, there's no grades per se, or like not right. grades, but like, you know, like now we could just do it just to learn. And like, what happens when you take that incentive away? Or like, what happens when you take the incentive of, you know, like a scale of right and wrong away? Like personally, as a one who's very hooked into that, it kind of feels liberating to have like the freedom to figure out how to make this work in our family.
That's really interesting. Let me tell you this, because I don't think we've talked about this, but the one of the options the university has given us, like both us as teachers and then also the students have this option, is to make every class pass fail. So like, even though I give grades, my class is a graded class, I have the option to just sort of make it sat, unsat at this point. But also the students, after we issue grades, they also have 10 days to decide whether they want to keep that grade, or they can change their class, they can like back that. Change it to a satisfactory, unsatisfactory. So really, yeah, there is no scale. We're all just on like pass and pass fail. That's it.
It kind of reminds me of that scene in Fight Club when he's like, what happens if we like blow up the credit card building and like everyone starts from zero? That's what this kind of feels like.
I know. Well, and that I feel like is kind of, I mean, getting back to like what you started talking about, I feel like that's the thing that's happening, is like we're all like getting this like restart. It's like things are coming to an end, but also we know there's like rebirth, right? So like things are we're gonna all start again from the same place, or we've all been leveled to the same place right now. Mm-hmm. Which there's something really comforting about like right now when everybody's like sheltering in place, like our whole state is on lockdown. So I don't know, some states still aren't, I know, but the states that are, I feel like there's something really, it makes me feel better to know that everybody is doing that, at least, you know, supposedly. Yeah.
Well, and I think that goes on, you know, how we try to talk about this in terms of a hero's journey. Like there's some sort of like force at work with uncertainty and trust.
Mm-hmm. I know, I've seen a lot of people talking about those two words, which is interesting because those are definitely words that come up a lot for me, like in the past like 4 or 5 years of writing. I've written a ton about uncertainty and trust, and it's all in terms of like my religious journey, which we haven't really talked about, but it's so interesting. It's like, oh yeah, no, I've been out here for a long time. So it's interesting that like everybody now is experiencing this kind of uncertainty.
Yes. Yes. And the idea of who you are versus who you think you should be, that has come up for me time and time again through writing. Like that, I feel like it's all prepared me to help manage my feelings, my family's feelings during this time.
Yes. I think that's a really good example. Yeah. There's something else I was going to say about uncertainty, but I can't remember. Oh, in the systems. I was going to say the systems that you thought you understood how the system worked. I think we talked about that too in terms of the hero's journey, that was part of like the quest, is that like the system breaks down, the thing that you thought you knew, like, oh, this is the way this works, like, no longer works, and you have to have a new story. And I think even forging ahead, even just today, is part of our hero's journey in that way, that, like, the system is broke, like, has completely fell apart. So we have to create this whole new system, whether that's what school looks like, or what your family life looks like, or work looks like, or faith looks like, whatever it is. It's like,
right. Are you going to answer the call?
Yes.
Or are you just going to go ahead and pretend everything's the same? I find the people that are having a hard time accepting the call to this are really struggling with moving ahead. In a healthy way, in a healthy way.
Interesting. Can you give an example of that, or are you?
No, I can't. I don't want to talk. I can't.
Well, I don't mean a personal example, but like, you mean like having a hard time just like doing things, not like, doing things in a different way than usual? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Or like, I mean, I find that the more that you're hooked into the way things were and like trying to figure out a way to move forward differently. Like I find it seems that people are drawn to like their hook and having a hard time letting that go and moving forward in a different way.
Yeah.
And the only way I can say that is because I know that I've experienced that when I was writing and realizing like, oh my God, this system that I've been existing in has not served me, and I see how I keep going back to make sure, like touching my hand to that pot to make sure it's still hot, and hurting myself and then like hurting others. And so the only way I can see it now is because I know I've experienced it myself.
Yeah.
And you know,
oh, I like that.
But don't want to come across self-righteous, like, oh, I'm just having an easy time. No, I'm freaking out every day at 2 o'clock.
Yes, but we can attest that we are, neither of us are just like, oh, this is great.
This is great.
No.
I
wanted to say too, when you were talking about that post from Instagram, that whole like, it's been interesting. We were watching a movie the other night and I was like, can someone turn the birds down? Like, it was so loud outside. I mean, my backyard just sounds like a nature soundtrack. Like, if you bought one of those, it just sounds like that. I mean, it's amazing. And I'm like, can someone turn the birds down? I can't hear the movie. And then I started seeing people post online, like, do the birds sound louder to you? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's not just me, or it's not just where we live. But I was thinking about how, like, we're not the only force here that's at work, and how, I mean, so I've seen just different things being posted about the effect this is having on nature. And, like, I think it's just so interesting how, you know, to think about it from that perspective, like that nature has a consciousness and is also like fighting back in its own way, I think is so interesting. And then we were watching The Lord of the Rings, and there's, I know you haven't seen it, but there's a scene where the trees, they're called Ents, like come alive and destroy the evil wizards because he was clearing the forests.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so then the trees come
that.
Alive and like destroy his tower and his whole. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, you just kind of like.
Oh, can you hear me?
I was out there for a second, but you're back.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, so they just destroy like his whole evil orc making machinery that he was clearing the forest, using the forest energy for. So I was like, oh, no, when it comes down to it, like nature will fight back.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we should be surprised.
Well, I mean, but I think if you haven't been, I don't want to say paying attention, but like if you haven't had awareness of that sort of thing, or like have an awareness that, you know, maybe there's something bigger at work here than what you can see, then maybe it is taking people by surprise.
Yes. Well, and that's the other thing. So let me ask you about this, because this is like, I've been kind of stuck in this since we were watching. And The Lord of the Rings is like, I don't know, like 11 hours of movie or something. I mean, it's an insane commitment. It might be more. I think it's 12 hours, actually. It's crazy.
36, whatever. I don't know.
My husband convinced my daughter. And then like we kept watching it, like 6 discs. And so she'd be like, oh, is this the end of the first movie? And we're like, well, it's the end of the first part of the first movie. It's like, she's going to be really mad when she realizes how many discs there are in this whole thing. But I kept noticing, you know, like there's a moment. I think this is like in all the hero stories, right? And I think it's like, it's part of that archetype of the hero journey where it's like they're in the battle and it's like all hope is lost. There's really no way they're going to win. They're totally outnumbered. It's totally... And all hope is lost, but then a supernatural thing happens. And I was like, well, I don't know, like, what does this mean? How do I think about this in the terms of like our hero's journey? Like, you just keep moving forward thinking like, well, some sort of supernatural thing will come to my aid. Like, it happened so many times. There's so many times where like the supernatural force had to like intervene. Otherwise it would have just ended right there. And I was having a hard time, like, feeling like that feels like that's a lot of trust in something that's outside of my control. I think that's the point there.
Well, and you know, you have some things that you're working through because you've had, you know, the past that you've had, and it is hard maybe to like trust into something bigger than yourself at this time that you can't control. And I think that there's like a balance. Like I'm going to link back to this article, but it's by Lovey, and she had talked about like not spiritual bypassing, like, which is, you know, like trying to shut down someone's fear.
You
can have fear and faith. I think you can be scared and try and trust into something bigger. I think that you can wash your hands and trust science, and also like understand that, you know, there's like another energy out there. And that's what I'm doing. I am really like, I've had these angel oracle cards that I've been kind of messing around with for like a year or so. And now I'm like really feel a big call to like try to like tune into like my inner wisdom through, you know, and my intuition, and but rest be assured like I'm still washing my hands and like staying home and staying safe. Like, I don't think it has to be either or. I think there can be both. And I also don't want to give the illusion that like I'm living in this place of intuition and trust. Like, sometimes I get it for 10 minutes a day and that's it. Sometimes I'm able to like lean into it for a little bit longer. And I really have to believe that there's something bigger at work here than, and this is like a physical manifestation of that.
Right. And I do believe that. So I guess I just have to like trust.
But when you're scared, it's hard to have trust.
Right.
That's why I'm saying I don't live there. Like, I hope to live there one day. But like, part of the article that she had written too was like, you can be afraid. That's normal. And like, that's a lot of things that I've been seeing on like a lot of the astrology people that I follow. And that like being afraid is part of the human condition. It's part of the human experience. And to not feel that you know, try and shame someone else for feeling that, because, and like, don't you have trust? Like, yeah, I have trust, but I'm fucking afraid like a good portion of the day.
Right. It's a good point too of like, going back to that original post, like, cause I'm thinking like, well, we just need like, I wish there were wizards and I wish there were elves and like, where are the magical people? But really like that is everybody. So like everybody needs to be tuning in to like their part. Just like that post said, like, what is your part in this? Like, because if everybody is tapping into their, you know, the magical side of themselves, or the side of themselves that is like bringing to the world their special gift, like that is maybe the thing, the super supernatural thing.
And
that
so
will,
like, if you feel like that's like, sometimes I'm like, wow, like my whole morning has been spent like tuning into my intuition and doing my angel cards and journaling and meditating. And then I'm like, oh, no, but like, that's, I think, what I'm supposed to be doing, because I have, there's something I'm supposed to be learning from this that then I can share with others. And I think that, you know, we live in a society that has put a premium on achievement, mm-hmm. something tangible that you can see. And I am taking this time to release myself of that and see what happens with this other adventure I'm going on.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
I mean, because Lord knows I can't sew. I would love to sew masks, but I don't have that. That is not anywhere in my natural or unnatural abilities. So I'm really just trying to do the things that I think will help me and my family. And then I have to believe that if they help me and my family, that it will somehow, that will ripple out into the world in ways that I cannot anticipate.
Yes. And I'm all for people doing that as well, if they can. And
if they can, I wish I could. But I can't even sew a button.
But the whole time I was like, you can't just sew something with fabric from your house and send it to the hospital. Like, that's not going to work. And then, like, Christian Siriano, who's, like, legit making masks, you know, the designer in New York City, he was like, no, there's, like the fabric has to meet certain right. So you can make them for your family and friends. And I think that's great. And I think maybe even, like, you know, certain healthcare workers that maybe aren't in the hospital, like, can use those and, like, rewash them and reuse them. But, like, they have to be, like, to send them to the hospital, they have to be made pretty, like...
Right. Like, you're not making it with gauze.
Yeah, no, like, we're not in, like, just whatever fabric you have at home. Like, first of all, no one, there's no guaranteeing you're not sick. It's just, like, I don't know.
Like, right.
But if it's keeping people busy, great.
And somehow, like, and if that, like, I have to imagine that that ripple of positivity is going to affect someone down the line.
Yes. Although we're going to have, like, a quarter inch elastic shortage, so if you have any projects that require that, then you should get on that. That's so funny. I know. I keep going back and forth in my, like, but it's ridiculous, but, like, no, you do believe that, Emily, so stop it. Like, why are you thinking it's ridiculous? I keep thinking of that scene too in the last Avengers movie where, like, Iron Man is up in the spaceship and he's, like, on his last breath and he's, like, videoing Gwyneth, whatever her name is in the movie.
Pepper.
And then all of a sudden Captain Marvel flies through space and drags it, like, right, it's going to take that. Is it going to take that? And is that going to happen?
Well, I think it's what you said. Like, if everyone is doing their part to, like, figure out how to be of service and trust in something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of, I don't want to tell everyone that they need to trust in something. I'm saying what works for me, I'm hoping will spread out into the universe. Right.
Well, I think it's about, like, doing that thing. Doing the thing that you know is your thing to do. So if everybody is doing that thing, it can't be, I mean, maybe this is the call for it. Like, it can't be on the back burner, even though it seems like the last thing you should be doing. But
right,
that magical side of yourself, you need to, you know, if we're not going to get all woo-woo now, like, when are we going to do it? If we're not going to lean heavy into, like, this crazy dream that we have, when?
I mean... I think there is no better time now than to, like, quiet yourself down and figure out what the hell is going on with you personally and figure out what your magic is. And, you know, I know that it's uncomfortable to sit with yourself, and only through practice have I been able to do it myself. And I would also then implore people who are feeling a call to do this, that to be gentle with yourself, that if this is something you could do for 5 minutes a day,
right,
then that's great. And you know, and it's like a muscle and it builds up,
right,
endurance.
No one's saying you need to write King Lear. That's not
right. And no one is, like, saying that you have to, like, you know, meditate, you know, for hours in a day. Like, that's not it either.
Yes. I think that's great. So my family, we're gonna have a dance party tonight, Erin. I usually teach Jazzercise Friday nights. It's the Friday night dance party, and I was like, you know what? We're gonna have a dance party here, Francis Family Dance Party. So that's what we're doing tonight. Ooh, what else? Nice. Before we wrap this up, what else are you guys doing? Are you doing anything fun? Are you watching something? What are you guys doing over there?
Well, we finished Stranger Things, and now it's just everyone has a chance every night to like pick something to watch.
That's a good idea.
And like a movie or a show or whatever. And the one that when it was my turn to choose, I chose Defending Your Life, which if you haven't checked it out, it's an older movie with Meryl Streep and Albert Brooks. And it's like what happens when you die sort of thing. And it's, I know it might sound morbid, but it is so interesting. And it made me feel really kind of like at peace with things. And but other movies we've watched, what's that movie? Mr. Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yes, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
That's a good movie.
We're really deep into The Masked Singer.
We've never watched that.
So, yeah, we're doing that. And, you know, we go outside. We try to go outside every day. That's been helpful.
That's so funny. Yeah. Good.
You know, and I guess I'm, you know, like, I like, it's another thing I guess I just want to put out there. Sometimes I find myself it hard to like see that my kids are sad. And it is a practice to like not try and shut that down and let those feelings come out. So if anyone is struggling with that, I see you.
Yeah.
And, but I can think of the times that I felt most loved in my life. And that was when I felt heard and, you know, so I'm really trying to let everyone's feelings come through on that. I don't know how that, I just took a turn. Sorry. Something I was just thinking about.
I think that's a good point. It's, yeah, that part is hard. Well, it's because you have a lot of, you're going to have a birthday, right? So.
Yeah, we have a birthday. My son's birthday is this weekend. And I am making cupcakes. So wish me well on that adventure. It's not my strong suit.
You can do it. And if you can't, like, no one who is going to eat them.
Yeah. Just and you know what? We might eat all the cupcakes in one day. I was able to secure some rainbow sherbet for him.
Ooh.
That's
a score.
Like, I really want rainbow sherbet. So I was able, apparently that's not on the high end, high demand list of like eggs, milk, and bread.
Rainbow sherbet? No.
Rainbow sherbet was available.
That's really funny. I know. There's such bizarre things. Like, do we need this? Well, we watched all the Lord of the Rings movies. That'll keep you busy for a while. and you can't, I know they're on like Netflix or whatever, but those are the, you really do have to watch the extended versions because they make so much more sense, especially if you don't know the story. Like the extended versions are, it's like a world of difference than like the movie. Yeah, the official release ones, yeah, they don't make any sense if you don't really know the story. But also we watched Stargirl. Stargirl is like one of my favorite books of all time, and then they made it into a movie on Disney Plus, and it was cute. So then my son read Stargirl, and then the sequel, Love Stargirl. So I highly recommend both of them. I mean, Stargirl, the book is, I think, it's one of my favorites. It's just absolutely beautifully written.
I think my kids watched that. I don't know. Tell
them to read the book. The book is, I think your daughter would really like the book. Stargirl is just like such a great character in there. I don't know. There was something else I was going to say that we did. I don't know. What else are we doing?
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been like, I keep talking about, I'm just going to buy everyone a Nintendo Switch because I really want to play the new Zelda, but I want like my own. Because, I really feel like us completing the new Zelda would be, like, an accomplishment. And I was thinking, like, remember, like, when my oldest son was younger and everyone was like, all they do is stare at these gaming screens, these Game Boys. And now I'm like, God, I wish they would stare at a Game Boy. Like, get off of freaking YouTube and, like, let's play Zelda. Like, let's do some, like, that suddenly video games seem super productive compared to like
keeping your mind fresh and active.
Yeah, compared to like TikTok and YouTube. I don't know. I mean, I suppose maybe there's some good there, but like, I don't know. It's funny.
That is funny. Perspective has changed.
You guys need to just play some video games. Get off of the internet and play some video games. I haven't done it yet. My husband's like, how much would that cost if we all got Nintendo Switches? And he's like, I mean, maybe we don't all need one.
Also, like, maybe it's an investment.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think maybe that's my phone or your phone. I don't know. Is there buzzing? Maybe it's mine. I don't know if I set mine off. All right. Anything else we want to say?
Yes. I want to, like, in the show notes, I'm going to link up to a bunch of Instagram handles that have been extremely helpful with for me trying to like find some clarity and peace in all of this. So I definitely want to be able to share that with you guys.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. And everyone should share back if you have
share stuff. Back. What are you doing? What are you watching? Yeah. What are you eating?
Oh my God, we still have not found. There is no pandemic comfort food, I think, is what we've. I mean, I have all the comfort foods.
Yeah,
we've tried them all. Well,
it's hard to find comfort right now. Like, that's like, I feel like I'm on alert dog status all the time. And so it's really hard for me to be like, oh, yeah, this food was really good. Because, like, wonder if I take my eye off the ball for a second and something happens.
Right.
Probably right. Something I need to look into, like, when
I know.
Figuring this all out for myself. What do I need to learn in all this? Why do you feel this way?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Keep that list of questions. This is over. Here's things I want to return to. Yeah, great. Check out those links and let us know what else is helping you. I've been loving Glennon's.
Did you? Oh my gosh.
The other day when she was like posting about how things were getting chippy over at her house.
Yes.
And it was about eating, Erin, which you know is like our family's biggest fight.
I
about
thought
eating
of you guys.
Noises. And I was like,
it was the popcorn volume.
Yeah.
And then Abby got her back with a hair video and. Go check them out. They're hilarious. It's
hysterical. Yep. Eating sounds in our house is like the biggest fight, which is great when we're all trapped together for every second. It's been a good time. So it's good to know that other people were falling apart over popcorn volume. We haven't even had popcorn. We can't. We can't without someone losing their mind.
You're like, for the safety of our family, no one is having popcorn.
That's right. If you, like, after the kids go to bed, I was like, let's just crunch chips, all the chips. And that's what we do.
So
crunch, crunch, crunch. I'm like, she can probably hear us from upstairs and she's going to start yelling at us. There was something else funny I was going to tell you and I can't remember what it was. So anyway, tell us what's keeping you afloat. We'd love to hear it.
Yes.
And we're just going to
email us. Yeah. thenshedidpod@gmail.com and we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @thenshedidpod. So please tell us what's going on with you. How are you doing?
We look forward to hearing from you and maybe what's going on with your magical self.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
We'd love to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
For sure.
All right, friends. We'll talk soon.
All right. I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.